You have the ring. And I see your Schwartz is as big as mine. Now let's see how well you handle it.
Two guys with beards, one guy with sideburns and a soul patch. A podcast about American craft beer for beer lovers all across the country. From Boston to Dallas to Las Vegas, this is Beer Coasters. And hello, welcome to the Beer Coasters podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best in craft beer from coast to coast and everywhere in between. Welcome to episode number 21. I'm your host this week. My name is Toby. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I got a couple of guys that are joining me again this week. First, it's
Chris in Dallas, Texas.
And Mike in Boston, Massachusetts.
All right. Today we are talking about Schwartz beers.
Schwartz beers.
Made a Schwartz beer with you.
Also known as black beers.
Yes. German for black beer, the Schwartz beer. Basically, Schwartz beers are, I want to say that they're basically, they're not porters or stouts. They're kind of, I would say, like a black ale or a black pilsner. Those are some of the ones that we're going to be trying today. I'm trying actually a black pilsner. It's kind of the German version of the stout or the porter, I guess. I mean, I know that there's maybe some discussion that can be had over what an actual black beer is or a Schwartz beer. But for the American versions, we found a few today that would be quite interesting, like the Sam Adams Black Lager is what we're trying in our fermentation conversation. And what are you trying today, Chris, in your
I am drinking a black lager from Dixie Brewing Company called the Black and Voodoo. It's interesting because one website calls it a dunkel, another one calls it a black lager. It's because the dunkel is sort of close to the black lager, which is sort of a traditional German dark beer.
Mike, what about you? What are you trying today?
Well, since we're doing black beers, I'm going to have the Samuel Jackson. No, I'm just kidding.
Good choice, mother.
I'm actually trying Cape Ann Brewing Company's Fisherman's Eclipse. It is their version of a Schwartz beer. And they are cool. Out of Gloucester, Massachusetts.
I will be trying an interesting beer today. It's the Stones collaboration, the Juxtaposition, where they joined up with a couple of different brewing companies, one from Scotland and one from Boston, I believe, out of Cambridge. And so, yeah, should be in for an interesting show today. Also, we're going to do some hop topics and got to check out the tweet of the week. Yeah, maybe we got some backwash.
Yeah, our hop topic this week is a little, I mean, it's not so much hop topics as us just sort of talking
the
about
hop discussion.
the GABF and kind of going through the winners and what our thoughts are on that.
So yeah, you guys want to crack open some Schwartz beer?
Let's do it.
Marvelous idea.
Come on and watch us drink some beer. We're going to talk about it. We're going to drink some beer. Yeah.
Conversation. I think we'll do that every time, every show.
What's we'll drink some beer.
That right there, that's good.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
All
right. Okay, so for the fermentation conversation this week, we are focusing in on Samuel Adams Black Lager. It's out of their Brewmasters collection. And if you don't know who Samuel Adams is, then you need to turn off your computer right now and stop listening to this podcast.
Go buy beer.
No, you don't.
Okay. Keep
We're
listening.
All about edumacating people.
All about edumacation.
So Samuel Adams, it's the Boston Beer Company out of Boston, Massachusetts. The website is www.samueladams.com. The style of beer we are trying is a Schwarzbier. ABV of 4.9%. Couldn't find any IBUs. You can find these bad boys in six packs, and I think you can find them in those Brewmaster Collection 12-pack boxes.
Except the one I got today. They're not in the Harvest Collection. Would include, just for make note.
Right. It's the Brewmaster's Collection. Some of the ingredients would include roasted caramel and chocolate malts and some Bavarian noble hops. An interesting note, I don't know if anybody knew this, but Jim Cook, the founder of Samuel Adams, Boston Beer Company, he started as a home brewer, and he brewed his first batch in his kitchen in 1984 using a recipe of his great-great-grandfather's from the 1870s.
Sweet.
I just wanted to say
sweet,
that.
Sweet.
Samuel Adams' flagship beers, most likely their Boston Lager. Right Beer gave the Black Lager an 81 out of 100, and the Beer Advocate users gave it a B+, and the Ulster Brothers rated it a B. So go ahead and crack them, guys. Let's try the Schwarzness.
I'm pouring mine into my Black Lager glass. Because I have
Look
one
at
of
you.
Those. Actually... Whoa. The first time I tried this beer was at the Triple Crown Pub in San Diego. They were actually testing it. They were one of the like test bars. I wish I was talking before we recorded. I can't remember what the other style beer that they were testing was. The Black Lager won, obviously, but I don't remember what the other style beer was.
Oh, obviously. So it's black.
It is.
Yeah.
That's great.
I mean, it looks like a stout. You can't really see. I can't see through it at all. I mean, it's pretty much
solid
black.
I don't know that it has quite the same creamy consistency that a stout does.
Oh, no, no.
I would go more with the look of a porter.
Yeah. Okay.
There's some amberness. If it
kind of
gets some light behind it.
I got a lot of head on it when I poured. I have about 2 fingers or so. But it was overflowing my glass.
Mine's,
I had about a finger, and it's dissipated.
I just have kind of a sheer film across the top right now. And mine's really cold.
Yeah.
It's actually probably a little colder than it should be. Because I'm came
smells
straight
yummy.
Out
temperature,
the
what
cooler.
Was it, 40 to 45? 45 to 50?
You know, I'm not sure, because I demolished my cellar, so I no longer cellar my beers anymore. I just keep them in the fridge, so I'm not sure. What the cellaring temperature would be.
Cellar temperature should be 40 to 45 and serving temperature 45 to 50. So relatively cold, which makes sense. Most lagers you're going to want a little bit colder than others.
Although...
Yeah, this one does. I don't know if I guess I didn't mention it. Does use the bottom fermenting lager yeast in the brewing.
So on the nose, I'm getting some nuttiness. Little bit of chocolate.
Yeah, some chocolate and some yeah, total nuttiness.
Yeah, like a cocoa and toffee. Maybe.
It smells a lot like a nut brown would smell.
Like a good nut brown. Like a roasted, roasty nut brown.
Yes, there is definitely some roasted roastiness.
I'm gonna take a sip.
This one. It's the smell is kind of it's kind of thin, you know, it's not real overpowering. It just has a really light scent to it. I mean, you get all those aromas, but...
I'm getting a lot of chocolate, especially if I kind of open my mouth and kind of, like, breathe in a little bit with it. A lot of cocoa. And like a burnt...
Yeah,
like a burnt
it's interesting.
Coffee.
It's
similar to...
Yeah.
Coffee porter or stout.
I see the powdered cocoa kind of like that powdered chocolate.
It's interesting because it's a black lager, but I'm not getting nearly the astringency of a normal lager.
No.
It's not nearly as
lager yeast kind of
bite that a normal
esters,
lager is,
as they say.
Yeah.
A little bit. I can pick up on a little bit of
it's
astringent.
It's there, but it's not nearly as much as, you know.
I think because you get that lager would be. Little yeah. coffee and chocolate in there. It's not as sweet as I remember this beer being. It's
this
actually finishing drier than I was expecting. It's so weird. Every time we sit down, we could have a beer. I've had this beer, I can't tell you how many times, and then we sit down to review it, and it's completely different than what I remember.
I don't think I've ever had this beer before.
I have. This was the first black lager that I'd ever had. And I remember the first time I tried it being like, wow, this completely unexpected.
Very different. And it's not that thin either. You figure they really put a lot of, I don't know. It's good. It's like a good solid black beer. It's like, you know, a lot of lagers, a little lighter in body, and this one's nice and it's got a good rich character to it.
Yes. I'm still tasting a lot of the, like dark coffee flavor.
Like a dark, like a really dark
as it
roasted
sits here
coffee.
For a minute.
French roast or something.
Yeah.
It's tasty though.
And when I stick my nose back in the glass after I've had a few sips, I almost get a kind of a, like a stinky kind of cheese almost.
That's your upper lip.
Weird.
But it's not certain. Like, I expected it to be syrupy because I remember it being sweet and like catching me off guard. And I'm really not getting that this time around. I did come from a 9-year-old birthday party, and I've been eating a lot of cupcakes and ice cream and stuff, so I guess this wouldn't taste sweet to me, even if it was.
Speaking of eating, Mike, what would you pair it with?
I think this is a good Thanksgiving beer. I think Thanksgiving dinner would be a good pair with this.
I was thinking like a good bread pudding would go really well with this.
Yeah.
Something very earthy and rich and
I like the roasted character.
I'm gonna have to go with a dessert on this too. I think you said cupcakes and chocolate cake came to mind. I thought, ooh, nice rich chocolate cake. Or even just some vanilla ice cream, like some vanilla bean ice cream. Put this on the side.
Or in it.
I think it would be pretty good.
Yes.
And just blend it and drink it. And it's good.
There you go. Like you would do with maybe a porter or a stout or something like that. I think this would go pretty good with that. So yeah, that's Samuel Adams Black Lager.
Black Lager milkshakes for
check
everyone.
It out.
Across the country, this is Hop Topics.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
This is the Hop Topics section. We like to talk about beer and beer
topics.
News.
The Great American Beer Festival.
Yes, if you haven't heard, the Great American Beer Festival just happened this past weekend in Denver, Colorado. And we'd like to talk
Reverb
a bit
is cool.
about the goings on. Some of the winners, wish we were there.
Some
we're
losers.
We're crying in our beer right now because we weren't there.
Next year.
Yes.
Yes.
My black lager is salty.
I'm there next year.
We're definitely going next year.
So Chris, why don't you start it off? Let's hit it up with some of the brewery
international
and
internets.
Brewer of the Year awards.
Alrighty. Well, I'll go through the Brewery of the Year awards. They give... What is it? 5 awards. They have the small brew pub, large brew pub, small brewing company, mid-sized brewing company, and large brewing company. So for the small brew pub and the small brew pub brewer of the year went to Chuckanut Brewery in Bellingham, Washington, and the brewer was
Chuckanut.
Chuckanut, and the brewer was Will Kemper. The large brew pub and large brew pub brewer of the year. Oh, yeah. P. Pizza Port, Carlsbad in Carlsbad, California, right down there in San Diego. Love Pizza Port. Yeah. Not only do they have great beer, they have awesome pizza. Yeah.
It's just a cool place.
And the brewers in that are the Pizza Port Brew Guys. Small Brewing Company and Small Brewing Company Brewer of the Year. Dry Dock Brewing Company in Aurora, Colorado. This is one I haven't heard of. And the Dry Dock Brewing team would be the Brewers of the Year. Mid-Size Brewing Company and Mid-Size Brewing Company Brewer of the Year. Flying Dog Brewery. Frederick, Maryland. Nice. Very good brewery. Robert
Flying
Malone.
Dog's one of those old school. I'm sure I talked about him before on the podcast about, you know, back in the day when I was, you know, 21, going to the grocery store to pick up beer. I always saw Sam Adams and Flying Dog were always the ones you saw on the shelf as far as the microbrews went.
Yeah, they had that.
Sierra Nevada.
Yeah.
They had the more distinct old label scratch. Styles. Yeah, the Old Scratch was the one that we always noticed. But
interesting artwork.
Yep. Robert Malone is the brewer for that award. And then the Large Brewing Company and Large Brewing Company Brewer Award.
Drum. I'm going to do a drum roll, please.
Well, if you want. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado. Dr.
Oh,
David
Ryder.
They're right
around the corner.
Yep. Fixes in.
Were they a sponsor?
Actually, I don't know that they were.
I don't know. Maybe they were.
Sam Adams was a sponsor. So yeah. Those were the...
so was The Simpsons.
Yes, which is awesome.
Draft Magazine. Yeah. Not bad.
Those were the breweries of the year.
Cool.
We could talk about smoked beers.
There were 457 breweries in the festival hall.
And of course it sold out.
We so have to go. 49,000 attendees.
Wow, that's got to be
and
like
it's over
the
three
largest
days, right?
ever.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it was the largest ever.
24th, 25th, and 26th. Yeah, 3 days of amazing beers. 3,000 volunteers, 2,100 beers served in the hall. 495 breweries were in the competition.
Yeesh.
I wanted to mention the smoked beer winners. Oh. The bronze of the smoked beers was the Diesel Imperial Smoked Porter, the 21st Amendment Brewery of San Francisco, California. Mm-hmm. The silver was Up in Smoke, Fatheads Brewery and Saloon in North Olmsted, Ohio. Mm-hmm. And the gold went to Smoke Jumper from Left Hand Brewing Company in Longmont, Colorado.
Oh, cool.
Congratulations to the winners of the Smoked Beer Cup category. GABF.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to all the winners. There's there's how many different categories? There's 78 plus.
Now, what's the Pro-Am competition?
The Pro-Am is basically the home brewers competition. GABF partners up with the Home Brewers Association. Home brewers, I think there were 72 beers entered in the Pro-Am competition this year. And actually the winners for that...
And they only have three winners, right? Out of those 72, yeah,
There's a gold, silver, and bronze. For the... now, I'm not exactly sure how this works, because they all have brewing companies attached to them.
Interesting. Yeah. I wonder how that works and how is that a pro.
Well, I think what it is the brewery itself creates the beer, like makes the beer based on homebrew recipes from members of the Homebrewers Association. So okay. That's where you get the Pro-Am. Mm. So you have professionals actually brewing the beers based on recipes created by homebrewers. Mm-hmm. So, and you'll see when you look at them, like the gold. The brew was Herbal Joe's Columbiro IPA. The brewing company was Chama River Brewing Company in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The brewmaster, who would be the professional in this situation was Jeff Irway and the AHA member. So the home brewer who created the recipe is Ben Miller. The silver is All Right Already Amber, and it was brewed by O'Fallon Brewery in O'Fallon, Missouri. The brewmaster being Brian Owens, and the AHA member is Jim Yeager. And taking home the bronze, Time of the Season. It was brewed by Upslope Brewing in Boulder, Colorado. Brewmaster Daniel Pages, AHA member Brian Patterson.
Cool.
Another interesting note, states, they kind of list like how many medals each state won. And I think for the last few years, it's been California taking home the most. And it's always been interchangeable, California and Colorado. This year, actually, Colorado took home the most with 45. California coming up second with 39. Oregon coming in third with 22. Washington at 13 and Pennsylvania at 12. So kind of cool that, you know, they list which states are brewing the most. I'm kind of surprised with California with how many breweries have been popping up there lately. I would have thought that they would have taken but I guess Colorado's still sort of the mecca.
Looks like they got some New England breweries that got a few awards this time around too. Boston Beer Company, of course, being Sam Adams and Harpoon.
What did they take home?
They took home, of course, I just switched to Vermont as you say that. They took home a silver in the German style Doppelbock or Eisbock. They're Doppelbock. They actually got a silver medal for that. And Harpoon Brewery got a bronze medal in the American style wheat beer with yeast, their UFO Hefeweizen.
The UFO.
Yeah, which
isn't that your Hefeweizen?
That's the one he didn't like.
Fan of, yeah, not at all. Otter Creek, which I just did last week, they won the Bohemian style Pilsner category. They got the gold medal, and that was their Vermont lager. There's a bunch. I guess I should have done some homework here so I could rattle them all off all at once. But
Allagash Brewing Company took home the silver for their triple in the Belgian style Abbey Ale category.
Nice.
They lump all of the Belgian style Abbeys in one, so your doubles, your triples, and your quads are all one. What did you get for the quad, Toby?
Gluten free category
Abbey. Too. Oh, Lost Abbey, because Deschutes won for the bronze for that, for their quad.
Which one was it?
The Schutz Brewery quad.
Just called the quad?
Yeah.
Now, since we're doing the Schwarz beers today, the winners of the German-style Schwarz beers, they had 34 entries, and the bronze went to Dark Helmet from Tittletown Brewing Company.
That is awesome that they have Tittletown, a beer Dark Helmet.
What was the brewery?
Tittletown. Tittletown Brewing Company out of Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Awesome.
The silver went to the Schwarz beer by Chuckanut Brewery, which they just won for the best small
brew pub.
And the gold went to the Schwarz beer from Iron Hill Brewery and Restaurant out of Wilmington, DE.
Delaware.
Yes, Delaware. DE.
Speaking of my geography.
Speaking of Delaware, Dogfish Head Brewery, they've got a few medals too. They got the gold medal in the specialty beer category, silver medal in the specialty beer category, and the bronze medal in the specialty honey beer.
Sweet.
Thanks for keeping it rolling, Mike.
Yes.
I try.
Now, since we're all hopheads, who won for the IPAs? I found the Imperial IPAs. They had 77 entries, And the bronze went to the Hip Hop Double IPA from Hollister Brewing Company out of Goleta, California. And the silver went to the Denogonizer from Drake's Brewing Company out of San Leandro, California. And the gold for the Imperial IPAs went to the Organic Ace of Spades Imperial IPA from Hopworks Urban Brewery out of Portland, Oregon. I've never heard of them, so that's cool, man.
For the regular IPA, or American-style India Pale Ales, it was Ballast Point Brewery.
Sweet.
California.
Nice.
San Diego, California. Their Sculpin IPA. And Firestone Walker Brewing Company, which is also out of San Diego, California, I believe. Or are they like Alpine?
No. Firestone's out of...
It's Firehouse.
Yeah, Firestone is further north. It's like San Luis Obispo.
San Mateo.
They
won with their Union Jack.
They're Central Coast.
They got the gold medal. And then Russian River Brewing Company, got the they won a bronze medal with their Blind Pig IPA.
Man, the names that these people come up with for the beers. In the experimental beer category, the gold went to a beer from the Trinity Brewing Company out of Colorado Springs, Colorado, called the TPS Report.
It's almost, yeah.
I have no idea what kind of beer it is.
They all have to be like working titles, and they just end up sticking half the time, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That's a TPS Report. It's a pretty good one.
Cool. So,
well, why don't we?
Congratulations to all the winners at the 2009 Great American Beer Festival.
Wish we could have been there.
Denver, Colorado, yeah. We'll be there next year, right, Chris?
Yes.
At least one of us will be there.
I will definitely be there. I don't know about y'all.
Who knows where we'll be in a year from now?
Still drinking beer.
Hopefully.
You ever play roulette?
On occasion.
Let me give you a word of advice. Always bet on black.
And now, representing the middle of the country, it's time for Chris to drink some beer and tell us what he thinks.
Alrighty. Oh, stop it. So for my beer this week, I am doing Dixie Brewing Company's Blackened Voodoo.
Dixie.
Way down yonder in the land of cotton. So this is from Dixie Brewing Company. So the brewery and location is a little tricky with this, and I'll explain why. It's Dixie Brewing Company out of New Orleans, Louisiana. The beer itself is actually brewed by Minha's Craft Brewery in Monroe, Wisconsin.
Hmm.
And the reason behind that, I'll get to in a minute. The website is www.dixiebeer.com, but the only thing you'll get there is telling you that the website's coming soon. The style of the beer, depending on where you look, is listed as either a Schwarz beer or a Munich-style Dunkel. The ABV is a 5.0. I couldn't find any of the the ingredients anywhere, but I would assume that it used some sort of malt and some sort of hop and probably some water.
Yes.
So the interesting note about this is that it's brewed... The beer was created by Dixie Brewing Company, which is a one of the only breweries that's actually located in the city of New Orleans. It was founded in 1907, the only remaining large volume brewery within the city of New Orleans. However, in 2005, the Dixie Brewery was severely damaged by the levee failure disaster during Hurricane Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
So now the building was just completely demolished, or not demolished, sorry, completely devastated and then subsequently looted, and everybody stole everything out of it. So the brewery is still out of commission, and there's something about turning the brewery into a VA hospital of some sort. The building itself, they're not going to tear down the brewery because of its historical significance, but needless to say, the owners of Dixie Brewing Company, Joe and Kendra Bruno, authorized Minha's Brewery in Monroe, Wisconsin, to brew Dixie beer. And as such, they are brewing the Dixie Black and Voodoo Lager, which I am trying today. Rate beer rating of 40 out of 100. Beer Advocate users give it a B-. And the Alstrom brothers have not weighed in on it. I'm cracking it open.
Crack it. Crack that Schwartz.
Interestingly enough, this is one of the beers that when I spent some time in Florida, I lived in Florida for about 10 years, and this was one of the beers that kind of turned me on to craft beers as well. I would say like back in 98, something like that.
Great.
This one and the Crimson, good beers.
So I got a big old head on it. About three fingers when I poured it, dissipated a little bit. Really dark amber color, not nearly as dark as the Sam Adams was. Still relatively see-through. Dark amber, off-white head, fluffy.
Looks nice.
On the nose, I'm getting lots of nuttiness and the roasted roastiness.
Any witch hazel or wormswort?
If I knew what those smelled like, probably. There is an earthiness to it, but lots of roasted characters.
Is it a bit nutty?
It is. Bit nutty. Taking a sip of it, it's got a little bit more of the astringency than the Sam Adams had. A little bit of that metallic lager taste. I'm getting lots of nuttiness. Yeasts.
They mention it's slow, cold lagered, so I could definitely see you getting that lager yeast-iness.
Some caramel, maybe a little bit of cherry.
Caramel, cherries.
Not the coffee that we got from the Sam Adams. I'm not tasting any of that. It's a little bit sweeter, nuttier, some dark fruits. Yeah. If I was going to pair this with anything, a good cherry cobbler, I think, would go really well.
Ooh, with this. I like cherry cobbler. Mm-hmm.
And I think it would bring out the dark fruit notes in this much better. And so... yeah, that's about how I feel on the Dixie Black and Voodoo. Mike, how about you?
I'm going to hit the road and go try some.
Sweet.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
All right, well, thanks for the intro music, but this week I'm on the road. So how about a little of that on the road intro music?
Time to hit the road with beer coasters. Uh-huh. Coast to coast. Yeah. Breweries. Brewmasters.
Okay, here I am at Cape Ann Brewing Company, Gloucester, Massachusetts. The website is www.capeannbrewing.com. The beer I'm trying this week is the Fisherman's Eclipse. It is a Schwartz beer. It is 4.5% ABV. The IBUs are 24. Rate Beer has not rated this beer yet. Beer Advocate users and the Alstrom brothers have not rated it yet either. They don't actually even have this beer listed on Beer Advocate, but by the time you hear this podcast, hopefully I'll have this beer added onto the list and Beer Advocate for Cape Ann Brewery. They don't bottle this beer, but they do have it at the brewery, but they have no intention of bottling this beer, so it's kind of a rare find, I guess. If you go in the brewery, this is basically the only place you're going to get it. So The appearance here is dark brown, almost black beer. Thin, creamy head, but it's pretty much dissipated at this point. It's got a lot of dark roasted coffee, but there's like a light bittersweet smell. I'm going to take a sip. It's very thin. It's got like a cocoa maltiness. It's thin, but the flavors are there. There's some coffee, maybe some molasses. I don't know. Like I said, as far as the mouthfeel goes, it's very thin. But I don't know. Kind of, you know, in a world of all these over the top style American beers, this is kind of a nice change of pace. There's some good flavors. It's a good session beer. If we're going to pair this with anything, I think good fish and chips. It's got that malt. It doesn't have a real deep malt character, but I think fish and chips with some malt vinegar would be a nice pairing. That's it for me with the Fisherman's Eclipse from Cape Ann Brewing Company. Hopefully, they get this little homebrew club that they do here tonight, so maybe I'll get back there and be able to talk to a few people and have some recordings for some future shows. All right.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Oh, yeah. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
This is the tasting flight for the West Side. My name is Toby. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada. My beer.
Toby's about to juxtapose.
Yes. Juxtapose. My beer for this episode is...
Get into it.
Juxtaposition from... It's the collaboration from Stone Brewing Company along with BrewDog and Cambridge Brewing Company.
Cambridge. East Side.
So Stone, as we all know, is from San Diego, California. BrewDog, they're out of Scotland. And Cambridge Brewing Company is out of Boston, basically. Boston, Massachusetts.
Wouldn't it be Cambridge, yes, Massachusetts? Would be
Cambridge, or Cambridge, Massachusetts, you know. Yes. It's in that area. It's over there.
We're Harvard.
So the style is
black.
I guess it's a Schwartz beer, or it's a black pilsner. So I'm gonna go with Schwartz beer. ABV of 10%. It has over 100 IBUs.
Whoa! Dang.
You can find this in 12-ounce bottle singles, and I found mine at BevMo for like $6.99. For one bottle.
You can get them in 12 ounces?
The ingredients.
That's all you can get them in.
That's all you can get them in. 12-ounce bottle.
Their collaboration ales, all you can get them in is the 12 ounces. They don't do 22s.
You should age this at 55. Serve it probably about the same temp, 55. The ingredients, they used Sirachi Ace. It's a Japanese hop. And the Matuka hops, which are also which are from New Zealand, and I believe that's what the Sierra Nevada southern hemisphere used the Matuka hops. Interesting note: this beer, the juxtaposition, is a first. It has many firsts for Stone. It's the first time they used these type of hops. It's the first time they used the mash hopping and wort hopping, and now wort. I wanted to ask the beer jargon guy what wort was.
And now time for craft beer jargon. For this week's beer jargon, the term is wort. Wort, the solution of grain sugars strained from the mash tun. At this stage, regarded as sweet wort, later as brewed wort, fermenting wort, and finally, beer.
Thanks, Beer Jargon Guy. You're the best.
That was very interesting, Mr. Beer Jargon. Thank you.
Back to the firsts for the juxtaposition. It's also the first time they used more than two kettle hop additions. They actually had 10 additions throughout the wort boiling process. And it's the first lager ever produced by Stone.
Whoa.
That's not a surprise.
Stone Brewing Company's flagship beer would probably be the Arrogant Bastard, I'd say.
Yes.
Yes.
No question.
Rate Beer gave this a 97 out of 100, and the Beer Advocate users gave it an A-, and the Ulster Brothers have not weighed in, so I'm cracking it.
I believe that Greg himself from Stone has been quoted as saying, lagers are boring. So it's very curious to see them doing this, using lager yeast at all for anything.
So when I poured it, I'm actually using a tulip glass for this, and I think the recommended glass might be actually a Pilsner glass, just because you get the nice tall flute. I mean, usually if you're drinking a Pilsner,
it's called a Pilsner,
right? Right.
Yeah, but this one's after tall, pouring, dark, I got and
huge
handsome.
Head. I got huge head
and it's, black.
It's like, you know, three fingers of head. Really frothy, really thick, tan head. Very dark beer. It's black with some ruby highlights off to the side. I'm going to give it a whiff.
Stick your nose in it.
There's, you know, when they say on the nose, they don't mean literally on the nose.
There's this interesting kind of a
beer smell.
It's like a, it's almost like a peat, not a peat, but kind of a moss or a pine, or like a whatever wreaths are made out of. Christmas wreaths, you know, it's that whatever
pine.
That.
That'd be pine.
Mm-hmm. It's not, well, not necessarily the pine needles, but there's the ones that are made out of that kind of hedge bush. I'm not sure what kind of bush, but that's.
Holly?
That's what I smell. No, not holly.
Toby's smelling hedge bush.
You know what I'm talking about. You know, reeds, not the ones that are made out of pine needles, but they're that kind of, not a fern, but a, yeah, I guess it's a fern. It's not a really big leafy fern, but anyway, that's kind of what I'm smelling here.
Those West Coast reeds. We didn't get any of those in the East Coast.
Yeah.
Ours are made from leftover Christmas tree branches.
Yeah. There's a hint of coffee. It smells really good, but it's very light too. It's not really overpowering, light. Except for that Christmas
light
wreath
in stone?
I smell.
Is that even possible?
Dude, it has over 100 IBUs on a lager. I'm sure Stone has their
wait
stamp
for
on
it
somewhere.
Wait for it, Toby's bitter beer face coming soon.
Hops isn't something that I would peg this a little bit. I mean, there's a little bit of floral hops, but it's that kind of piney, earthy.
What else was this mixed with?
This is interesting. Some alcohol. I mean, it is 10%, but the alcohol is there. Yeah. The hops are coming through. Yeah, there is some hops, but it's this very piney, earthy kind of hops. It kind of bites you in the back of the throat. It's good. It's also some orange. Picking up some orange, a little bit of orange peel kind of zest in there also. This is pretty crazy. Kind of like it. Yeah.
Sounds good.
You know,
what'd
and
you pair it with?
Oh, man. You know, I'm not even sure what I would pair this with.
Eat some Camel non-filter cigarettes.
No. Pumpkin pie is probably the closest thing, the first thing that comes to mind. I guess maybe it makes me think of Christmas time. Pumpkin pie, whipped cream.
I think we're getting into the season, boys.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
This is good.
Pumpkin pie.
Very different.
Man, so, I went in to Target today and they had Christmas stuff up.
Dude, it's not even Halloween.
September. There was Halloween stuff too, but they already had the Christmas stuff up.
Crazy.
So
ridiculous.
This beer, Juxtaposition Black Pilsner, it's the collaboration from Stone, Cambridge, and BrewDog. Very interesting. If you find this on the shelf, pick it up. It's
I gotta get some
this
now.
This is it's very
just
cool.
Just for its pininess.
Yeah.
I want some hedge
that's
bush.
It for me. Try it with some try it with
pie.
Some pumpkin pie. Okay.
B. McCluskey NYC says, slugging beers in the Bronx Zoo, looking at boring turtles because it's the closest animal exhibit to the beer stand. WTF.
It's the treat of the week. Treat of the week. It's the treat of the week. Treat, treat. Treat of the week, yeah.
Time for some backwash. Let's check the Beer Coaster's email and hotline. Yeah.
I don't know if this is what this is all about, but my niece told me to call this line. Me and my brother Joe. How's it going, man? IPA. Woo-hoo! We are at the Great American Beer Festival in Denver, Colorado. I'm supposed to call this number and say, woo! And that's about it. Drink beer. Wow.
What's up, guys? This is Crazy Dave. Just calling to let you know that I just picked up some of the Stone Collaboration Ale. It's got the Kona Coffee, Macadamia, Coconut Porter. It's from Ken Schmidt, Stone, and Maui Brewing. Anyhow, pretty good. It's nice and smooth, a little bit milky, and good stuff. Anyhow, as a little bit of an experiment, I decided to compare that to the Stone 09-09-09. And before I wasn't able to really taste the tangerine feel that they talked about it in the Vertical Epic, but when comparing it to the collaboration, you can definitely see that it's there. The coconut macadamia porter is definitely a lot smoother and I think more refined, but the Vertical Epic is a little bit more stringent, a little bit more hoppy. Anyhow, I definitely prefer the collaboration over the 09 or 909. That's all I got. Bye.
Last call.
So if you haven't put your orders in, you're screwed.
Oh, man.
Welcome to the last call segment here, episode 21 of the Beer Coasters podcast. Let's do some pint ratings, fellas. Chris, give me your pint ratings for today.
Oh, do I gotta?
You gotta.
Okay. All right, so for my first pint rating for the Sam Adams Black Lager, I am going to give it 4.5 pints.
Nice.
I think it was a very good example of the style. It's nice and roasted and chocolatey, and you know I'm a big fan of the porter and that style, and this is right up there with it. not a big fan of lagers, and this, every time I drink it, blows me away that it's even a lager. So, yeah, I'm going to go with 4.5 on that one. For the Dixie Black and Voodoo, I'm going to give it a 4 pints. Still pretty good. Not quite as earthy and roasted as the Sam Adams was. Still pretty good. A little bit more dark fruit notes that I kind of liked. And so, yeah, I'm giving it a 4 pints.
Right. What about you, Mike? How'd you feel about today's beers?
Well, the Sam Adams Black Lager, I gave a 4. And to make it short and sweet, it's a good cocoa, roasty, good beer. I like it. For my tasting flight, the Cape Ann Brewery's Fisherman's Eclipse, I rated it a 3. It's a good beer. It's very thin. Thinner even than I expected it to be, but it's supposed to be. It's a good session beer with some good flavor, so that's why I rated it a 3.
Cool.
Nice. Yeah, I would agree with Chris with the Sam Adams Black Lager. I give it a 4.5. I think it's very, very good. It's very drinkable, and it's turned me on to some black beers. I mean, I haven't had many before this. I mean, this is the first time I've had the Sam Adams Black Lager. I was impressed. I think it's good. I like stouts. I like porters, but this is a little bit lighter.
Once you
not
go
so
black.
Much in the mouthfeel.
I was going to say that.
It's so, if you compare it to a stout or a porter, it's a lot more drinkable. So yeah, I give it a 4.5. Now, as far as the juxtaposition goes from Stone and Cambridge and BrewDog, I think it's awesome. I don't know how you would really fit it in with this style, and that's probably my bad for picking a beer like this. It does kind of fall into the Schwartz beer category, but it's so different. It's 100 plus IBUs. I mean, it just, you can't really compete. So I'm going to set that aside from the actual style. I'm not going to rate it based on style. I'm going to rate it based on flavor and complexity. I'm going to give it a 4.5. I wouldn't go so far as to say a 5, but 4.5, totally interesting. I've never had anything like it. It's delicious, very hoppy. It ended up, once it warmed up, the hops really started to come out, and the alcohol is still there, so I give it a 4.5. Good job from the three guys.
Sweet, sweet.
The juxtaposition.
Three guys.
So if you guys don't have any individual shout-outs, why don't you
throw
them out there?
I got one. Well, I wanted to just tell everybody, if you want a full list of the winners and everything from the Great American Beer Festival, just go to gabf.com, and it's actually a pretty cool website. You can find out all the information about the beer festival itself, and they have a winners list that'll list every single category that was judged and who all the winners were. So gabf.com. I would give you my beers website again, which is www.dixiebeer.com, but there's nothing there other than a coming soon banner. So, yep.
Yeah, I don't have any individual websites or anything. I mentioned Cape Ann Brewery before. It's capeannbrewing.com. You gotta check out their offerings. The one I tried this week, as I previously mentioned, they don't actually bottle. It's at the brewery only, and I don't think they have any intention of bottling it. So, if you get a chance, you're in the area. Gloucester, Massachusetts, go down to Cape Ann Brewing Company and have yourself some Eclipse.
And also, you can check out, if you want more information about the collaboration series for the juxtaposition, you can go to stonebrew.com or brewdog.com or even cambrew.com, cambrew.com.
Sweet. You can follow us on Twitter, Beer Coasters Pod, or individually. Mine is B Coaster Chris.
I am Beer Coaster Mike.
And I'm Beer Coaster Toby.
And you can also search for us on Facebook. Just search for Beer Coasters Podcast.
We also have individual emails if you want to contact us individually. Hi, Juxtaposition. Thanks for talking back. My individual email is toby@beercoasterspodcast.com.
Mine is chris@beercoasterspodcast.com.
And if you haven't guessed it by now, I am mike@beercoasterspodcast.com.
You can email us backwash, or as we like to call it, feedback.
Just cut it out.
And that's...
What the hell's going on?
You said cut it out. I was doing the whole out of control thing with Dave Coulier, you know? Come on, man.
All right.
I missed that one.
So you can email us some feedback at backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com. And you could also leave us audio backwash, just like those fools did earlier in the show. 972-914-8502. And you can post your comments on the website for each episode. So if you go to the episode, click on the comment button, you can leave a comment. If you think the episode was kick-ass or you just think it was kind of cool, you can just post a comment on there. Let us know. Let the whole world know.
And that website is beercoasterspodcast.com. You can also subscribe to us in iTunes. You can search for Beer Coasters, and we're there. You can find us there, and that's pretty cool. You can check the website on Monday for next time on Beer Coasters, see what we're going to drink. And that's always cool, too. You can buy it and drink with us.
Cool. And as always, tell your friends. Tell your friends' friends. Tell them to tell their friends. And then have their friends tell their friends. And then their friends tell their parents. And then the parents get all upset because why are you telling me about a beer podcast? And then, oh, and thanks for listening.
Are you still listening?
Are you still listening?
And you know what? You got to support your local brewery by drinking local, and you got to support the U.S. of A. by drinking local, because craft beer, local beer, it's all American owned. None of that domestic stuff. It's not even domestic anymore.
Nope.
All the big domestic breweries are now owned by foreign companies. So screw that, man. Drink some craft beer. And don't drink and drive.
And if you have any comments, suggestions, favorite beer, favorite bar, remember to email us or post a comment or leave us some audio backwash or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, there's dozens of ways to get a hold of us, people.
Literally, dozens.
Cheers.
And with that... Cheers.
Cheers, guys.
So you not gonna give me the job just because I'm black?
Okay, first of all, you just walked into the room, so the interview hasn't started. Second of all, your race has nothing to do with you getting this job. And third of all, hello. Why don't you have a seat?
Thank you for joining us in this issue of Beer Coasters. Podcast with us next week, right here on Beer Coasters.
And yogurt.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And may the Schwartz be with you.
Crack that Schwartz.